obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 10. I'm talking to you about never give up on God's people. Hallelujah. Never give up on God's people. Today I want to just give you straight messages, and then I'll be out of your way. Never give up on God. A lot of you give up too early. Praise God. And it's amazing how hallelujah. Why somebody is giving up already? Praise the name of the Lord. See, the way our world is going today, everybody is busy and nobody has time to tolerate nonsense. So if you are going to stress me, have your way and go. Praise the name of the Lord. I have something that I say, that as long as you are not the one who gives me oxygen and you are not the one I give carbon dioxide to, there's nothing you can do to me that will change my life. You know, if you are the one I give carbon dioxide to and we are not fine and I can't give it to you, science tells us that it's going to poison our system. So maybe if you are the one who takes my carbon dioxide, then I have to really, kill myself for you because you don't want to. But you see, God does not want us to give up on his people. Hallelujah. Yes. Especially in the local church. And one of the strong instructions in the Bible for the children of God is to walk in love. In fact, when you read the Bible, love is the number one proof of maturity. Praise God. You read Ephesians, you find it there, Ephesians 3. Love is the proof of maturity. Maturity is not, turning off your receipts on WhatsApp so that when you are texted, it doesn't take blue, but it takes gray. So whether or not you've read it, we can't tell. Maturity is not muting everybody on your status. Maturity is not that. No, that's not maturity. That's called privacy. You can be private and still be a child. Hallelujah. Maturity is not that. Maturity, the proof and test of maturity is love. Hallelujah. Once the Bible says that, the one that fears has not been made perfect in love. There is something that is called not being made perfect in love. And these people, hallelujah. Yeah, and these people who champion the anti-love cause and anti-love messages, they are the people who get depressed the most. The people that say, I'm not going to love because people will hurt me. Whilst nobody is hurting them, they are actually depressed. They are hurting themselves. Hallelujah. Romans 12:10, the Bible says, be kindly affectionate one to another. Give it to me in the NIV or ESV. Hallelujah. So I'm a Christian. And I walk in love. All right. Be devoted to one another. How many of us are devoted to God? Okay, so the Bible says be devoted not just to God, but be devoted to one another. Hallelujah. That means you must be committed. That's the word devoted. Be committed to the life of one another. Let one another's issue become your issue. Now, I don't mean in terms of gossiping. Hallelujah. So, his issue is my issue. The man of God told us that our issues are our issues. So, let me tell you what his issue is. No, that's what I'm talking about. The Bible is saying that be committed one to another. Be devoted. Let your commitment be to your brother in the local church. Let your commitment be to your sister in the local church. Hallelujah. It is a divine principle for God's children to be devoted one to another. Sometimes you come to church and there are factions in the church. There are those who belong to Nadia's group. And then there are those who belong to Akosia's group. And then there are the universal people. They can be here today and they are here tomorrow. Praise the name. It ought not to be so. As children of God, we must be devoted one to another. Praise God. So he says, be devoted to one another in love. So the way you are going to show that you are devoted to one another is in, come on, talk to me, is in love. Then he tells us what we are to do. He says, honor one another above yourselves. Now, this is not what people tell us. The Bible says we should love another. It didn't say that we should love more than... You got it right there. Read it for me. Everybody, one, two, go. Honor one another above yourself. And this was in the context of love. Hallelujah. Honor one another above yourselves. Love one another. Be kindly... Put it in King James. King James put it in a very beautiful way. Be kindly affectioned. He didn't say be affectionate to one another. That one is a different story. Sister, Bible says I should have affection for you and I'm affectionate. No, he says it should be kindly. Hallelujah. In other words, how many of you have ever missed someone before?
Oh, yes.
Like you've missed somebody before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know some of you are gurus. You don't miss anybody. Yeah, someone said, me, I don't miss. I'm a new creation. I don't miss. You know, that thing that when you were a child and your mother, you come from school, you left the house and your mother was in the house. And then you came back from school and your mother was not home. And you thought she was coming like in 30 minutes. It's been 4 hours. She's not back. And then you sleep and you wake up and your mother is still not back. How do you feel? Do you remember how you used to feel? And then finally, when you see your mother arrive the next day, you didn't know where she went, and your mother arrives the next day. What is the feeling? Feeling bum, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you really feel like, you really feel so. And some of you too is your father's, whatever it is. That thing that is in you that craves for the presence of your mother or your father is what the Bible is talking about as kind affection. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible talks about. That's the meaning of it. So you are not... the thing is that, let me just put it in our own way that all of us can understand. How many of you thought about somebody in the church the week? Throughout the week, who did you think about? Who do you think about? You thought about Maureen. Why? What were you thinking about? She popped up in your mind. You. Justice. You. Who? Who? Chris. Okay. Who... Master, did you think about somebody? We live in a world today, you are going to work, you are coming at 5, the traffic will let you get home at 10 p.m. You don't have time to think. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that we should have this kind affection toward one another. Hallelujah. We should be kind toward one another. That is the principle of Christianity. Love is the principle. In fact, it is the fulcrum of our faith. Hallelujah. That is what Christianity is about. You cannot be a Christian and not walk in love. Then you are not a Christian. Because what makes Christianity Christianity is love. For God so loved the world. Jesus says, as my Father has loved me, so love I you. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit has shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all of them are in the business of love. You cannot be God the child and not be in the business of love. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You are God the child. And God the child, you say, me, I don't walk in love. Hallelujah. No. Praise God. That is what makes us Christians. We love beyond measure. We love beyond reasonable doubt. Hallelujah. Yeah, we love that heart. so that our love baffles the mind of the world. That is, in fact, if your love can be understood by an unbeliever, you don't love. Because love cannot be understood by an unbeliever. One time, the pastor was preaching and he said that, you know, there is so much love in the world than in the church. When you see, when anybody that castigates the church and cast aspersions on the church, don't listen to such people. Hallelujah. So much love in the world. If I, when you get to the ghettos, somebody is, you know, somebody is smoking and then he passes to a brother. That is not love. That is distraction. Hallelujah. Love does not smoke. Didn't you see it in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not pass cigarette. No. Hallelujah. That is not love. They are swelling your kidney. That's not love. Hallelujah. No, no, no. Hallelujah. That's not love. Love does not pass, your friend said, love doesn't pass alcohol. Love does not pass tobacco. All of them is there in 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. So, no, no, no. The moment we think that an unbeliever can understand the level to our... See, you got to love for somebody to say, ah, okay. Hallelujah. Someone says, so what if they are hurting me? I'll come there. Because the Bible says love covers multitude of sins. It's right there in the book. Hallelujah. That is what defines us as Christians. And we have to understand, you can, no matter how much tongues you pray, if you are not walking in love, your tongue is nothing. Paul said it. Hallelujah. Paul says that if I give up my body to be burnt and I don't have love, it is nothing. It has no profit. Hallelujah. So you can prophesy like... Let's go to... Okay. So let's read it. Put it in the NIV, right? Let's read about love. Love, chapter 13, verse 1. No, put it in NIV. I'm not talking about, say, charity suffering long. Sister Charity, you have to suffer for long. That's what the Bible is talking about. So the Bible says, love is, come on. It's like this, today's message, you don't like it. Let's read, 1, 2, go.
Love is patient.
Love is
patient.
Love is
patient.
Love is
patient.
What's the three word for patience? Abotre. Do you know the three vocabularies, most often than not, they are combination of words. Abotre. What do you think it's talking about? Abotre. A treuous chest. A broad chest. To be able. So what do you, when the Bible talks about broad chest, what do you think it's talking about? Huh? How's it doing? What? Six? No, please. The Bible is not talking about six parts. Uh-huh. So, able to contain a lot of things. So, when the Bible says love is patient, doesn't mean love is slow. No. Love is able to contain a lot of things. I think you should write that in your, so that when you are reading, you will know that love is patient means love is able to contain a lot of things. Hey, me, I don't take nonsense. I don't have the energy for 1 ounce of foolishness. No, I can't. You need love. Hallelujah. So love is patient. Love is like a broad chest that is able to swallow a lot of things. Hallelujah. Love is able to love has broad chests. You cannot offend love. The Bible never said love cannot be hurt. Hallelujah. Love is patient. If I love you as a brother, how many of us know that in the Bible, the love for my wife should not be different from the love I have for Kukua? There is no special love for husband and wife, and then love for. No, in Christ, it is one love for all. Just that there are things I can do with my wife, I can't do kukua. Praise the name of the Lord. Else I'll start coming in the news. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible is saying that love is what? Come on, love is what? Love is patient. That means love tolerates. Let me put it in a way you don't like. Love tolerates a lot of nonsense. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is Apostle Paul talking. He says love is patient. Love is patient. Love is patient. Understand? Love is patient. Love is. Love is. Love is. So what is patient? What is patient? Broad chest. Yes. Patient is broad chest. See, you can get up one day and say, the name of Jesus, I can never be hurt. Like the way we are all tenderously silent. I refuse to be hurt. Praise the name of the Lord. See. Because you see, if you don't develop that side of you, you can't even walk in the anointing of God. A lot of things, you can't do a lot of things in the faith. See, when you are bitter, there's nothing that chokes the anointing more than bitterness. No, wait, can you imagine that you've had maybe Akosua cast aspersions on you, and then you are ministering? Or maybe like we do in this church, hold the hand of a brother or a sister. Pastor doesn't know the two of you don't talk. Then maybe, so we are going to prophesy one to another. Then pastor says, all right, Akosua, come. You know, pastors, some pastors like me, Uncle said, wait, so wait, fall. No, about be so more. No. And before the pastor, you can't say that. That was not fine. Will you hold or you won't hold? But whatever we'll be doing in the service, you will never, because in your mind, shabala, because you will speak in tongues because you can speak in tongues. But what is happening in your mind? Look at this chewing stick. Hallelujah. There's nothing that dwindles the fire of the saints than bitterness, the lack of forgiveness. And you see, we live in a world that the world is, you know, is worshiping these things. Everybody is talking against love. Everybody is talking about you not, you know, do not be trampled. Do not be trampled. Don't let people trample you. Have your self-dignity. If they say they don't like you, you too don't like them. They left you because they don't matter in your life. Then you see the ladies, you are not being a Christian. That's motivational nonsense. You're not being a Christian. The Bible says love is. You should be able to come to a point and say that I have every reason not to be talking with this person. But for the sake of the Spirit of God in me, my heart is full of love. Today is like we are not responding to the message. Oh, I should talk about the Holy Ghost, His power and His fire. Say, my heart is full of love. One more time, my heart is full of love. Now, he says, love is patient. Love is kind. If you are not kind-hearted, you are not walking in love. There are people, the moment they hear that Kukua, the one who has been praying in church and be giving water to the man of God, has been caught in a sin, they are the people that will bastardize the person. The same people. You are not kind-hearted. Praise the name of the Lord. You are not kind-hearted. You are not kind-hearted. If you hear a Christian somewhere, not in this church, a Christian somewhere in trouble by his foolish act, and then you cast aspersions and you insult and you judge such people, you are not kind-hearted. You are not kind-hearted. To be kind-hearted means uwe humo bro. Hallelujah. Yeah, uwe humo bro. Because you say uwe humo bro. There are people, they are not kind-hearted. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that love is kind. Love is, say, I'm kind. Come on, say it again. Say, I am kind. Don't touch my biscuit. I have warned you. Don't touch my biscuit. If you touch my, if I come and you have touched my biscuit, one will be at the hospital and one will be in jail. Hallelujah. You are not kind.
I don't understand. When I came here, I saw my slippers. I don't do my things like that. Me, the way I like my things, you can't touch my slippers like that. Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are? I don't touch my slippers. I mean, you can't touch my... Who are you? Who are you? Sister, who are you? Ask someone, who are you?
Praise the name of... You are not kind. Say, I'm kind. I'm kind. I'm kind. Say, I'm kind. Just as my father is kind. Yeah, be kind. Be kind. He says, love is kind. It does not envy. I don't have to explain that. How in the world should this guy be driving and me walking? Why am I walking and this, who are you? Hallelujah. Do not envy. It does not boast. It does not boast. I'm not like them. If I tell you the things I'm able to do, you will be shocked. But we don't talk. We don't talk. We just want to be humble. Tell you the things I see when I sleep. We don't talk. They say, oh me, I can see this. I easily see this. And I can see that. And I was seeing that. And the Holy Ghost told me she's lying. I don't show anything to her. But the thing is this. Love does not boast. Hallelujah. In fact, the people who see those things are the most silent people. When you meet people who is always talking about, and I saw this witch, and I came, and this witch was flying, and I arrested the witch. And one time, as I was moving, I caught this person, and my eyes got open, and I saw three cars. On top of the car were flowers. And then one flower went down. And then by the time I realized there was another human being. And come shenny, vision, and see that. Listen, love does not boast. You can be a very humble person and still a very powerful person. You don't need to show. To boast means to inflate your ego and put it in the nose of people. Hallelujah. To make people feel like you are the only one in the room. Do you know that it is pride to be talking when a lot of people have met? You are the only one talking. When somebody is talking, you don't listen. Then you come inside. No, do you understand what I'm talking about? It's pride. It's pride to be talking when you are five people having a conversation and you are meeting for 1 hour and you are the only person talking. You spoke for 48 minutes. So the rest, how much, what are they supposed to say? Like we are going to dissolve into groups and they ask you, what have you learned? You alone. And then the man of God. So the Greek of God, actually what the man of God meant was this. You are boastful. You want us to know that you know Greek. Who are you? Who are you? Love does not boast. It doesn't envy. Love does not boast. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Next verse now. It does not dishonor others. Love does not dishonor others. To dishonor means to look down on people. Love does not look down on people. Somebody comes to you and the person wants to talk to you and the person has mouth odor. Love, you have to endure. Listen to what the person is saying. Don't just, the person is talking like this. No. You are proud. Listen. Say, I want to vomit. Listen and vomit. And the person, why are you vomiting? Oh, I'm down with fever. I'm down with fever. Praise the name of the Lord. See, look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, love does not dishonor others. There are people, they don't even know how to talk. They throw cheek. Especially if they are fresh, small. Oh, hello, sister. Hello, sister. Hello, sister. Dishonor others. See, what does it mean to honor? To honor means to see God in every person.
to dishonor, to honor a person means to see God in that person. To dishonor means that to see that the person has nothing divine or nothing to be celebrated. You look down on the person. That's to dishonor. You dishonor the person. Praise the name of the Lord. If 3 months ago, a brother or a sister messed up, and then that brother is given, is restored or whatever, and the brother is given a microphone to pray, and then the person is praying, what goes in your mind? What goes in your mind is a proof of whether you are walking in love or you are not walking in love. Hallelujah. Hey, that's the girl they caught. They caught that as me na me catch so gist. Me na ka say gist. Me be gist. Yet she no red-handed, not blue, red-handed. And yeah, and he's walking around. He's walking around. They don't even because try me, channel this. You don't know love. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. One time I was having a conversation, and I was having a conversation with Tiana, and he was telling me a guy who either had gone to rape somebody or something in the school, and the person had been sorry. And I said, do you have the person's number? I said, hey, Pastor Sasu. Oh, no, no, no. Sorry. Praise God. That you know, be a rape you, be a he nezi edine ko. Sorry, nezi woba. Yeah, because in the church, we have to have rapists in the church. We need to have armed robbers in the church. We need to have all kinds of these people in the church. Womanizers in the church, menanize. See, the church is not a factory. The church, yeah, we need to have all these people in the church so that they can be testimonies of what the word of God can do. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, go to jail. You'll find out people are becoming worse. I hope the place is even congested. It is church they have to come. But when they come, then you have to be careful. Hallelujah. You love them, but your mind should be open. Because if somebody came to the church and then the person is, you know, one time, way back in Salma, and then I was in the room, then I heard some noise. I mean, on our compound. So I got up and, you know, looked through the window, and then this little boy, and they were beating this little boy. I mean, it would be like, at that time, like 11, 12, thereabout. So, and you know, if you want to see the beast in me, maltreat children or maltreat women, I'm going to go all wild. So I just came to where they were, and I nearly slapped the man. It was a man who was beating the boy like that. Me too, me son, no dodgy here. Then I said, what is the problem? And the guy, the young boy, had gone to steal something and all of that. And I asked them what it was, and I paid for it. And then I asked the guy, where do you come from? Mini baby tea, you know. And they always have very wonderful story. And I said, all right. So I am going to stay with you. Come to my house and come and stay with me. And then this child was with me like that. Like that, like that, like that. Ah. So $5, you put $5 somewhere. I'm looking for the dollar you won't find. I say, hey. So one time, I said, no, then you should go and sleep at church. I just want to verify if it's not spirit that is in my room, you know. So he went to church, and one time he waited for people who had come to pray, and as they were sleeping, what have you, and all of that. And I gathered all my phones, wabam. That was the last time we saw the boy. Uh-huh. So we love. We love. Yeah. We love. We love with our phones in our pockets. Praise God. Yeah. We love with our phones in our pocket. Hallelujah. See, love does not dishonor others. See the best in everybody. Hallelujah. See the best in everybody. You don't have the right to dishonor somebody you didn't create. You don't have that right. Who do you think you are? How are you? Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. Praise God. And sometimes these people have not even done anything to you. You just hate them. You see, the Christian will say, I don't know, but when I just saw her, I just didn't like her. You are a witch. If a Christian, you can meet somebody and say, But me, I just, you are a premium witch. I'm telling you, you are a witch in capital letters. If you can meet somebody and not and say that I don't like this person, my goodness, are you the Satan we are looking for, or we should wait for another person? Yes, hallelujah. I love everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, say like you mean it. Say, I love everybody. One more time, I love everybody. See, we usually show that love when we go to missions, except in the local church. Because when we went for this mission and we're trying to pray for this mad person to be healed. And you know, we said, you know what, Charlie, the brother has been mad for a long time. And we don't know when he took a shower. You can't even stand there and pray. So some people should shave their hair and all of that. And then give him some water to bath him and all, so that at least the ministers of God can come and minister. And come and see these ladies that will be saying that a brother has a body odor, and so they won't come. This lady went, somebody is barbing the hair, somebody just said, no nose mark. So, and they were talking and they were trying to talk with the brother and all of that. I said, wow, this is love. But this same person will come to the church, and then the brother said, oh, somebody who is not saved, you are loving the person more than somebody who is saved, you are sick. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Love does not dishonor. I'm not saying that that is bad. That is good. But we must also bring in the more in the church. Praise God. In the church. Right now, you can't even go to a brother or a sister's house to go and eat in freedom. Yeah. You gather yourself, three of you. By the time you write, kum, 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 kum. I used to do that. Kum, 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 kum. Say, what's that? I've come to eat jollof. Whether you have jollof or not, you are going to cook something. Yeah, all of you know the houses of the sisters. But don't go alone. Go in threes. Go in fours. Don't go alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, don't go. But you have to be eating in your houses. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, come to the mission house. Yeah, and then when you come to the Bible, says that bring food in my, so that my storehouse will not be empty. Hallelujah. So love does not dishonor. See the best in everybody, in God's people. Look at what Galatians says. Let's go to Galatians 6. Yes, Galatians 6. Galatians chapter number 6, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, now he's talking to the church, he's not talking to the government. Because when somebody commits criminal offense, the government will incarcerate you. Hallelujah. But he's telling us who are believers. He says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit, in other words, those of you who have not sinned, do what? Restore that person gently. Come on. Restore that person. Come on. Restore that person gently. Restore that person. So in the house of God, in the local church, if a brother is a first-time offender, what do we do? If the person is a second-time offender, what do we do? If the person is a third-time offender, what do? We restore gently. Look at what the Bible says. But watch yourselves. So a brother was caught stealing. All right? The Bible says, restore gently. Watch your, restore by watching yourself, or you also may be tempted. Do you understand that? Do you understand it? So, if you are going to restore, you are not going to restore to sin or the person. Hallelujah. Oh, I've heard what happened. How did it happen? And then by then you are talking, the person was caught in, then you, no. So, if a sister was caught, if a sister has a problem with you, and we're going to restore that person. We don't restore that person alone in the room. We restore the person outside. That is called the watching yourself. So you outside where there's a lot of light and a lot of people, then you are restoring there. Praise the name of the Lord. Where do you restore? You restore there. Do you understand? Sometimes you restore by going with two or three people, so that the restoration can be in folds. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. But we don't have to you know, castigate our own. No, we don't have to castigate our own. One time, we were in the village, and then some people were chasing somebody. The person is from our village. Chasing the person. The way the person got the community, all the boys who were there in the, from, say, Abontin, I don't know how I'm going to say that, in town, those who were in town. And as a bimbo brought them, when they saw the guy running and some people, everybody started going to those people who chased. They don't know what the guy had done. And then the whole village engaged in a fight for like 5 hours. So as they were fighting, other people were coming. And guess what? She was going to rape a child. But they did not ask. They fought till everything was okay. Then they say, now tell us, what did you do? Where Jimmy? Then, you know. There are a lot of people who have left church. They don't want to go to church again. And one of the major reasons is what I'm sharing with you today. Hallelujah. They have vowed not to be in church again. Because you see, Christians are the most critics. But it is not supposed to be so. Hallelujah. Yes, it is not supposed to be so. Hallelujah. Come on. It is not supposed to be so. Once somebody is caught, is there discipline in the church? Yes, there's discipline in the church. It's right there in the Bible. I'll show you maybe one of these days. Discipline in the church. In fact, when a brother sins and then another sister or a brother goes to restore, and in the process of the restoration, that brother does not change and goes to sin again. And then they bring you to the elders of the church. That's how it's supposed to be. It's not like somebody sins, you just come and look for me and tell me. No. Restore. After you restore, it doesn't work. Then you talk to one or two, three brothers. Then they go and do the restoration. If it doesn't work, then they come to church leaders. Then it comes to man of God. After man of God is done and it's not restoring, the Bible says we should suspend the person. Hallelujah. What the hell? Because you don't want to be restored. And Paul gave that as the last option. When that thing doesn't work, then we give you a letter for resignation. We will write your own resignation for you. That there's a church down there. Yes. They have much grace, so go there. Hallelujah. But when a brother... there's discipline there. But when something happens, the first reaction should not be castigation. Hallelujah. And most of the people who do that, they don't understand that they themselves, they have been forgiven. Because Jesus says that the one who has been forgiven the most loves the most. Hallelujah. It is the self-righteous people who judge a lot in the church. Yes, those people who have been virgins for 25 years, 26 years. You were trained by your father and mother. Somebody is coming from Zongo Junction. Oh, sorry, I know. Pani mama ni papa. Oh, who baby come onam? No, the new one shuma kope kakra de abefi. Eno susi enfa nchekwa. Wokoji no di aba. When I see young ladies who are going out with guys, I wonder. Just thank God for your partner. Don't wonder. Hallelujah. We're going to win a soul one time. And then this lady who was nicely dressed, somewhere around Papito. How many sisters are there, Kasa? From Fanyankopon. What's it say? Me Fanyankopon. Not me jai, they are me. They are all your name prostitution. Obe rent it, I am a me. Will you rent for me? Now, I'm an SHS student. And me, somebody's renting for me. People have reasons they do stuff. Of course, their reasons don't validate what they do. So the first thing you do is not to castigate them. Hallelujah. Sometimes if you don't understand some people, you can't change them. So Paul says that to the weak, I became as weak. He didn't say I became weak. He says, I became as weak. All right? I pretended to. So I was listening to them. When you meet somebody who is emotional, you meet the person in the realm of emotions to pick the person out. Imagine you go to a funeral and then somebody's mother is dead. And because you are free with the person, you guys have this joke thing. And the person is in pain. The person is crying. When you go, that's the person might never be friend with you again. Hallelujah. So you meet the person, you cry with the person, then you start to comfort the person. Now the person is crying and you want to push the person's emotions aside. Listen, you are born again. I'm telling you, we don't cry. We don't cry. We have hope. We don't cry. Kela Basaya. Meleketeya. We don't cry. My grandmother is there. You are telling me we don't cry. You are mad. You are mad. We don't cry. We do what? You have to cry some. Before you tell me that, relax. Because Jesus said that we should mourn with those who are mourning. When you go and you don't have tears in your eye, don't go. Yeah. Somebody's mother is dead. Yes, the person's mother is dead. And you are going. That's the time to go and quote scriptures. Shalakateya. Oh my God. No, wait. Take time. Enter into the person's emotions first. Be talking to the person. Then you can push the screen. Don't go there and just cut. Now make a woman who in this woman. No. See the Bible is not against. When Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, what did he do? Are you more powerful than Jesus? He wept. Somebody will say, Jesus wept it. He said, Jesus wept it. A person never knew wept is. Wept was the past tense of weep. He said, Jesus wept it. He wept it. The man wept it. And he repeated wept it for like 10 times. He wanted us to know how wept it Jesus was. Hallelujah. Yes. And you go to a party. A brother is being celebrated. And that's the time you go there and you sit down, you are pressing your phone. You are a witch. So when you go, you have to look at the surroundings and the atmosphere. And you just jump into the atmosphere just as that. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's not the time you go. Somebody is being celebrated. Okay? A brother or a sister is doing a wedding. And you go there. Hey, it's like your wig. That's a chiao. Hey, what time you want a pamao? Hey, it's a wedding. Hallelujah. If you leave that room with a slap, now you call some. When you go and everybody is, just celebrate some. Hallelujah. Just say you're making a good bride. Wow, you're so yes. Man of God, but is that not lying? Yeah, it's called love. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, so that you are we together? Because you are looking a good. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, the makeup. Who did the makeup? Come and clear this one. Oh, you are done. He make a man on my Hallelujah. Yeah, there are some people like that. Whenever they are talking to people, they demean you first. So if God, if you don't have your own self-worth, then you are going to be broken. But if you are like me, you'll not be broken. You're going to discipline that person. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he says that watch yourselves or you also may be tempted. Let's go back to one we are reading. I'm just reading to that, right? 13. Let's go to 13. 1 Corinthians 13. NIV. So he says, it is not easily angered. He didn't say love cannot be angered. It is not easily angered. So if you easily get angry, check it. Hallelujah. Love does not get easily angered. Hallelujah. And look at what he says. It keeps no record of wrongs. Underline that in your Bible. Love does not keep records of wrongs. I remember 1942. What that sister did to me. 1991. What he did to me. What pained me was that what he did against me in 2000. That one was hard. So I accepted that this sister is never going to change and I'm not going to talk to her again. No,
love does not keep record of sin. If you have record of sin right now, if you have record of sin in your head, you are not walking in love. Hallelujah. Yes, you are not walking in love. If they ask you, why are you not talking to that sister, and you still have the why, you are not working in love. You should say that, who? What did he do? No, we are fine. So, oh, but I heard that, no, you didn't hear anything. Nothing happened. That is what the Bible. It does not keep record. Where do we keep record of wrongs? Do we write them? Where? I can forgive, but I can never forget. I may be laughing with you, but deep down in my heart, when I see those things, when people put that on their status, I'm like, what's wrong with these people? Sometimes we share will be a, by this time, the richest man in Babylon. SHS students. University level 100 student. You have not seen life. You are not, 21, 22. You have started gathering enemies. New year, new resolutions. New me. This year, if you want to be friends, be friends. If you don't want to be friends, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
Don't be writing those foolish things. You are born again. Hallelujah. Yeah, this new year, I have Caesars. If you like, come. I remember one cousin of mine put it there. And I'm saying, Caesars, man, who are you cutting with? I say, oh, me who? Obi stage, I'm the two. I'm saying, I am a bother one. Somebody can post wedding. The next time, or post wedding, 9:45, 9:46, 9:48, or Daniel Miase. It will now, about 6. All of them is different story. So you can't even know the person. Hallelujah. This person is born again. Oh, say in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be foolish. Praise the name of the Lord. You're born again. You live a quality life. I say you live a quality life. Refuse to walk in bitterness. Refuse to, don't let your head be like an encyclopedia for the wrongs that people have done against you. Hallelujah. Don't keep that in your mind. Don't keep that in your mind. Because you see, when you walk in bitterness, it is like you taking a poison and expecting your enemy to die. I'm taking a poison. Wait, Ezra is going to die right now. You don't know. By the time you realize, Ezra is eating your love at your funeral. Hallelujah. Look at that. Next verse. Verse 6, quickly. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Did you see that? Next verse. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Hallelujah. Love always protects. Love always protects. If you are sitting under the sound of my voice, and in the last year, or in the last 5 months, or 12 months, you've changed friends. There are people you are not talking to. Just in 12 months, you have people who were your friends 3 years ago. They are no more your friends, and all of that. All the set of people you have around you are new people who are getting close to being blocked. The fault is you. It's not them. Hallelujah. There are people who live in a compound house. They don't talk to anybody. They think everybody is against them, including the pastors in the house. It means that you are the person who not problem if you do. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. Love always protects. Love will protect the dignity of a brother. Love will protect the dignity of a sister. If you love somebody, you protect the dignity of the person. You will not cast aspersions or insult the person or say things about the person for the person to lose his dignity because the person messed up or the person said something about you didn't like. Hallelujah. Now, see all the things that happen on social media. Two friends or friends who have been friends for like 5 years, the moment they go their separate ways, then they begin to spill out all kinds of secrets that are not needed. I remember when we went to that NDC man's house, when we went to that MPP man's house, that you are a fool. You don't know Bible.
Hallelujah. You don't want to walk with somebody, go your way. Why are you spilling unnecessary? So that we should do what? So that what will happen? Hallelujah. Love always protects. That's what the Bible says. It always, not sometimes, love always protects. Love always protects. Love always protects. Always love trusts. Say love always trusts. I don't trust him. Yes, I know he has started going to church, but I don't trust him. He has been begging me for the past 5 years. I still don't trust him. I can't trust him. There is an elective broken heart. It's not a core subject, it's an elective one. The one that when you are sleeping, then the whole room will begin to be turning. I can see everything turning around. Everything is turning around. Hallelujah. Say me, I can be walking. I walk with people. I don't trust anybody. You listen. If you are a person, you don't have people in your life that you trust. You don't have anybody in your life that you trust. There's a problem with you. Yeah. Because you see, God did not make man to be living in isolation. No. Are there mad people out there? Yes. Are there people, if you trust them, they are going to break your trust? Yes. They will not just break it. They will mash it. There are mad people out there. But you see, there should be people in your life that you trust. Wisdom is not in your head alone. Hallelujah. See, if you are such a person that always, you know that you can sort yourself out, you are selfish, you are an antelope. Because I don't know what to say again. That's why I'm saying antelope. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, friendship is of God. Maybe next year I'll talk to you about friendship. Friendship is of God. If you are a human being that does not have friends, something is wrong with you. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. The Bible says, woe unto the man that in the day he falls, there's nobody to lift him up. Yes. You don't have anybody. Sometimes there's nobody who knows your whereabouts in your family. Nobody knows where you are. No, something is wrong with you. We are not supposed to live that kind of life. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I don't like Memo. You don't like Memo. You should like somebody. Yes, you may not easily flow with everybody, but there should be. Well, how many people are in this world? When you went to kindergarten, you didn't get a friend. Primary, you didn't get a friend. JHS, you didn't get a friend. SHS, you didn't get a friend. University, you didn't get a friend. You are working, you are not getting. Adeng. Hallelujah. Friendship is of God. Friendship is of God. The Bible says two are better than one. I know that they use that to preach for marriage people, but no, two are better than one means that two are better than one. Two friends are better. Hallelujah. Yes. That some of you, when you are in trouble right now, there's nobody you can call to loan you $6.50. Yes. Yes. You can't call anyone to loan you $6.50. So you can't. You don't have friends. Say me, my friends is my work. How can you befriend the work? What is wrong with you? Can you imagine to the point that people can now, you just put it in hi, ChatGPT, and tell you, hello, if you have already registered, sign in, then they'll call you by name, hi, Kukua. Then Kukua will begin to say, I don't get it. It's like I'm frustrated. Then ChatGPT says, oh, sorry. Sorry to hear that. Can you share with me what exactly is going on? A day. I feel the wadam funny machine. A
day. Oji day will be as a day now. Oji will be as a day now. Oji. That you are going through something that you don't have anybody in your life because you don't trust anybody. You trust a machine because machine will not betray your heart. What's wrong with you? Say in the name of Jesus, I'm friendly. And there are people, they don't respect friendships. Yeah, there are people like that. They don't respect friendships. They don't respect, you know, companionship. They don't respect it. They can be friends with you. You can sacrifice your life for them. And they can just walk out like you have never had anything with them. That you are a witch. I'm telling you. You. No. That people, they don't consider anything. Urban tribunal. They can block anybody. It's a human problem. No. Hallelujah. The day you were born, somebody bathed you. Hallelujah. When you went to school, somebody taught you. When you were going to work, somebody interviewed you. Somebody is paying you. It tells you that God, from the beginning of our life to the end of our life, God put people in there. You cannot live your life without people. If nobody is selling food after church, where are you going to buy, how do you call it, emutio? Where? If everybody is minding his business. When you get sick and you go to the hospital, if you go to the hospital and say, there's this machine there, just go enter, take care of it. Do you think you will go? Now I'm calling him PR. You do light him any day. You do light him any day. So human beings are important. Hallelujah. Human beings. And listen, when you don't know how to strike relationships, you get unnecessarily, you know, broken, and your life is halted for no reason. Hallelujah. Yes, because maybe if you are in a church or you belong to a place. Yesterday, we went to my mom's end, and my mother pointed at somebody who the guy had once, whatever once, I've forgotten the once, but my mother said the person had once. She didn't tell me what kind of once the person had, but I said the person had once. And then, akolani tifie, or ye denya, so siya meet you's wedding. And the mother of the person is like, then I don't want to ask, I said, wait, mom, I'm sorry. Because if you are in church, in fact, a very sensible church, and you had once, me can't cram a ton of work school. I didn't hear. Hallelujah. So people suffer for no reason. There are things you are praying to God for that it can come to you by relationships. I'm not talking about that kind of, I'm talking about just being fine with people. Just being fine with people. Be lively. Hallelujah. You get caught. Somebody can just, you can see your pastor walking normal. Your pastor can pick a phone and call somebody. That will be your breakthrough. Hallelujah. You are in church. When we close, you are just going. See who you are gone. 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 You are about to marry. You don't have money. Church is not contributing. Now you are angry. No, there are things people do that makes them go through things that they are going through. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's very important. Okay. Your sister died. Now they gave the announcement. They are mentioning your name. Pastor doesn't know you. Church leader say, Oba, sorry that, but yes, you're about on my PNWP. Because you say, I need to do some more. We'll be answering. Hallelujah. God made us to live in a community. God made us to live in a community. And you have to understand that. And that's why we come to church. Because the church is a community. And when you are in the church, strike relationships. Hallelujah. Sometimes just text somebody, hi, it's been a long time. What does it take from you? Does it take anything from you? Like we all met, we are discussing, we are talking. There you are very quiet. Or just go somewhere. Say, I'm overwhelmed. When there are a lot of people, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know. I don't like when people are talking. But you have a problem. Why don't you like when people are talking? Of course, when they are not saying anything sensible, you have to be tired. Because I get tired too. Hallelujah. Love always hopes. Love hopes for the better. Hallelujah. Love never stops believing. It always hopes for the better. Hallelujah. This afternoon, we are going to pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. Love hopes for the better. It always has hope. But I don't think that brother, he can change. He will never change. No. You are not walking in love. You have to say, it's difficult. We don't know. We've done everything. We've done everything for that brother to change. But anyway, we are still trusting the Lord. How many of you have heard those things before? We are trusting the Lord that. That is how love talks. Love does not have hopelessness. Love is always hopeful. Hallelujah. And always perseveres. In other words, it persists. Love is persistent. Hallelujah. Love is persistent. So when the Bible says love is persistent, then it means that you cannot claim that somebody was your friend and then 3 months later you have blocked the person without any. You will be shocked that your call level 100 will be over when your friends bear 60. Every week you will be a new friend. The next week, no, I'm blocking, no, I'm your new one. No, I'm blocking, no, I'm your new one. No, I'm blocking, no, I'm your new one. No, I'm blocking. Oh, Jidin, we ask, brother, sister, oh, Jidin. Hallelujah. Love is persistent. Love is persistent. Hallelujah. It actually means love is stubborn. Because you see, if you don't have a stubborn love, you will give up on people easily. You will give up on God's people easily. But you'll be shocked. I think I heard a testimony from Apostle Joshua Suleiman. He said that some years ago, they had started church, and church had started growing and branches, started some branches. Somebody in the church, was caught in fornication. And then people were expecting him. He's very wild. So people were expecting him to be very wild. Then he took the brother in and killed the matter and spoke to the brother and kept on talking to the brother. And he said, now that brother is a pastor of so-and-so branch. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is that somebody can not look like it today. There can be someone in this church who doesn't even like coming to church. You'll be shocked that some 15, 20 years down the line, you'll be shaking the nations. Love is persistent. There are some of you here, if I give you a mic right now to preach, I'll hear things. As the mother of Jesus, James. And you begin to say things that we can't find in the Bible. But you'll be shocked. If I give up on you, I'm giving up on a divine treasure. Some few years down the line, some of you will be wearing heels. Shake satalabaya, irekosete, and you are, oh boy. I will not give up on you. Look at the brother or sister and say, I will not give up on you. Say, I believe in you. Come on, tell that brother. Say, I believe in you. If there is somebody, you have to get out of your seat and go and tell the person, I believe in you. Get out of your seat and go and tell the person, I believe in you. I will not give up on you. I believe in you. Yeah, if there is somebody you feel like you want to give up on, go and tell the person, I will not give up on you. I believe in you. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Love does not give up on people. Hallelujah. I said love does not give up on people. Love does not give up on people. God does not give up on people. So I don't give up. Say it. Say, I don't give up. One more time. I don't give up on people. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I'm told that love always hopes. Hallelujah. Say, I believe.
I believe
that God's people are the best. Say,
I believe
that God's people
are the best.
God's people
are the best.
Hallelujah. All right, so we are going to pray for one another. And I believe that you would have one person to pray for. You would have one person to pray for. And if there's somebody you have unnecessarily blocked or you are unnecessarily not talking to, text the person, hi, how are you? I've missed you. You won't die. Hallelujah. If you have blocked anybody unnecessarily, because there are necessary blockings, when you come into my phone, I block some people. Why have I blocked them? Because they, I blocked one lady who calls me and texts me unnecessarily because she has my number. Yeah, unnecessarily. And why I blocked her was that I was studying the Bible and she texted me that it's urgent. Then I called and she bursted out in laughter. This is not my church member. This is not my family member. This is somebody which I said, okay, if I'm reading the Bible and you call me and you are laughing, that is urgent. No matter how I love you, you can't come between me and God. Hallelujah. So there are necessary blockings. I'm telling you that one. Hallelujah. There are people, if the people are hurting you and not seeing God in you, I'm not saying be there and die. Yes. You can love them. You love them and you give them the space they need. For example, if I'm a Christian, I'm close with Akusia, and anytime I go around Akusia, Akusia is making me feel worse of myself. And Akusia makes me feel I'm not welcome. Going there is not love. That one is foolishness. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Going there is not love. That one is foolishness. You go there. It's like somebody who is married. And we say, oh, because you're married, you don't divorce. You are there. Bemana, I'm no iron. Yeah, one no iron. No, they are tired of no. I say, thank you, God. Now, that would mean that I have stopped being your pastor. Yeah. Yes. Because listen, I am not just strong in legal matters. Naturally, if I slap you, you can't stand on your feet. Yes. Like we are here. Somebody come and marry somebody from here. They say, daddy, today my husband cook iron. And what they are nanny maso. No, when I won't come with police. Me, oh God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we should not let evil things proceed out of our mouth. Hallelujah. So that's not what I'm talking about. Praise God. Now let's go to, where do I even want us to go to? Before we pray. Okay. Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians 2. Verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness, that is in humility of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. In other words, see the people better than yourself. Hallelujah. Esteem people better than yourself. Hallelujah. Esteem people better than yourself. If you always have this in you, that you are the wisest of all, you are not walking in love. You should be able to confidently point to someone and say, this brother is better than me when it comes to this. So go to this brother. We are all in the church. Then we come to Ryan. So somebody is sick. You are not Ryan. You are Gil Chris, right? Yeah. So we come to Gil Chris. And then so somebody is sick. And then you don't even remember last time you fasted. You don't remember last time you healed somebody. And then you know a brother in the church who can easily pray for the person to be healed. And you want to show that you are also there. You'll be embarrassed. Just say, go here. That guy, he can pray for you in an instant to be healed. What it means is that we should recognize the variegated gifts, the varieties of gifts that we can see in people. Hallelujah. And admire them.
The Bible says we should esteem one another higher than ourselves. When you are in a conversation with somebody and it's always about you, as for me, whenever you are talking to somebody and the person always is talking about I, know that the person is gaslighting you. And number two, the person does not have lowliness of mind. The person is proud. Life is not about you. No, it's not TV. Life is not you TV. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, so you have to know how to esteem others above yourself. There are some of us, we can only be friends with people who are rich. Yeah. There are people that, if you are rich, you can be my friend. My brother, you can't come and be my friend, be asking me for 5 cities, 10 cities. You don't know. We can't do it like that. Hallelujah. Do you have a friend that is better than you, and you have a friend that you are better than, and you can still respect that person? Hallelujah. One time I was telling somebody that, the person was telling me that a lady whose father is unnecessarily rich, you know, and the lady was talking anyhow to him. And I said, so what did you do? I didn't do anything. I said, do you have the lady's number? Yeah. Why would you do that? Because your father is rich. What's your problem? Hallelujah. One time, my brother sent me to an office. And I got to this office. And, you know, it was supposed to be a queue. And for me, I'm not going to join the queue anyways. Because I was told I wouldn't go say, this person sent me and all of that. And then this receptionist was talking to somebody. And the person is even older than her. Anyhow. And thanks be to God, the moment she started, I got in. So I stood there and I watched everything. And I walked straight to where she was. And I said, you are rude, you are despicable, and you are nasty. And there was a particular church something there in front of her desk. I said, I suppose you are a Christian and you were disgraced to your pastor, you were disgraced to the church. And I'm holding the files in my hand. Yeah. And she's the one who's supposed to show me to where I'm going. And I said, you don't talk like that. You are a lady. You don't talk and open your mouth and say nonsense. You don't do that. And this is like 20-something. 2018 thereabout. Yeah. I was very young. I set my mind. And when I finished, I said, oh, Nabususu and so sent me. So show me this person. And then I went. And I went, I just looked at her like that. Then I'm gone. I don't think she will ever be rude in her life again. Never. I cured it in an instant. Yes. Hallelujah. Why would you talk to somebody? Say, Nipano was say and tell me I'll go to me. And you talk to the person like that. Then I ask, don't you have a mother? Don't you have a father in the house? And now painting picture a movie. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Esteem people higher than maybe you are a receptionist or something. You are working somewhere, you are a customer, whatever, and people come to meet you. That's not the time to take your nasty character there. Don't let people go and insult me. Hey, why? Your church, what do they think? My angel will judge you. Hallelujah. Know how to. Yeah, you are a nurse, whatever you are. Just smile. Oh, hi. Hey, that's what shows that you are born again. Hallelujah. You know. No. Hi, hello. How may we help you? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, be nice. Yes, let people know that you are born again. You are showing Jesus to the world. Know how to esteem people highly. Don't be rude. Don't be nasty. Don't be like that. Christo ni awon nama wemune nini osro kwan esiama un kubida. Hallelujah. No. You can't go. You can't go because heaven we are going to be joyful. Moody people will not go to heaven. So when you are working, don't take your moodiness there. That's all, sister. I swear when alcohol, make a gospel waves. No. When it happens like that, don't mention this church. Mention some name of other church and don't mention this church. Hallelujah. Say, I'm lovely.
I'm lovely.
Come on, like you mean. Say, I'm lovely.
I'm lovely.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
I am lovely.
I don't give up on God's people because I walk in love. Jesus did not give up on his disciples. Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus. After that, Peter went to fishing. After Jesus had told him to take care of his flock, then he took the disciples for fishing. Say, forget about it. Won't do ministry again. Then he took them for fishing. They were on the sea and Jesus came and met them. And Jesus said, Peter, you love me. Why are you doing this? He said, yes, I love you, you know. In fact, Jesus asked him on the third time, he said, I love you and you know. Stop disturbing me. You know that I love you. Yeah, and Jesus said, then feed my flock. Jesus did not give up on Peter. The disciples who had denied his resurrection. Take time and read Mark chapter 16. We are not going to read it now. The whole chapter. On countless occasions, people who had seen Jesus resurrect from the dead goes to them and tells the disciples, these are people who had been with Jesus, who are supposed to be the number one believers of the resurrection. And then they go, they tell them, they say, you are out of your mind. Jesus can never rise from the dead. And finally, Jesus came and Jesus said, yo guys, why are you doing that? Because the Bible says he upbraided them. He gave it to them hot, and the place was quiet. When he was done, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Yeah. That thing that we read and these signs have followed them in my name, it was after a very intensive rebuke. Read the chapter. Jesus gave it to them hot, and the place was quiet. Everybody was quiet. Then when Jesus was done, then he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them. That I believe that was the time they started saying, oh, you know, hallelujah. So Jesus did not give up on them. We don't give up on ourselves. Hallelujah.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.